Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting in the biggest transfer so far. 15 prisoners at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba have been released to the United Arab Emirates. The release of a dozen Yemeni nationals and three Afghans leaves just 61 detainees at Guantanamo. An Obama administration official overseeing the closure of the facility said its continued operation weakens U.S. national security, draining resources, damaging relationships with other countries, and emboldening violent extremists. R. Nicholas Pallarino, visiting professor at Georgetown University, questions that position.
I understand President Obama's ideas about what Guantanamo Bay is doing to damage U.S. credibility around the world. But you have to contrast that point to many of our leaders believe that we are at war with the jihadist movement around the world.
A leading Republican lawmaker, Congressman Ed Royce, of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, denounced the move, saying it puts American lives at risk. Zambia's President Edgar Lungu has been declared winner of last Thursday's election against opposition candidate Hakainde Hichilema, whose United Party for National Development denounced the outcome as fraudulent. Party spokesman Jack Mwimbu said the Electoral Commission ignored their claim.
We made several representations to them. They never listened to us. We have evidence with us to the effect that the votes for Hakainde Hichilema has been deliberately reduced in collusion with the Electoral Commission of Zambia.
The party plans to appeal to the country's highest court. The Electoral Commission said Mr. Lungu won with just over 50% of the vote, avoiding a runoff. This is VOA News. Media reports quote Russia's defense minister as saying Moscow and Washington are close to beginning joint military action against militants in the northern Syrian city Aleppo. U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau said Monday she had nothing yet to announce.
We do speak regularly with Russian officials about ways to strengthen the cessation of hostility, improve humanitarian access, and bring about conditions necessary to find a political solution to the conflict.
The two governments have reportedly been holding talks in Geneva on restoring a nationwide ceasefire. In Aleppo, Syrian forces Monday reportedly repelled a rebel advance, forcing them to retreat. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir Monday said he would consider a UN plan to send 4,000 troops to his country to help quell violence that erupted last month, killing hundreds, and threatens last year's peace agreement. Initially, his government opposed the Security Council action. Speaking to Parliament Monday, he called for negotiations on the best way forward.
Already there are people who are accusing the Tigono of refusing and fighting the UN. I want to confirm on this great day that this is not accurate appraisal of our position.
He also announced an investigation into last month's violence. Suspected Kurdish rebels Monday are believed to have detonated a car bomb outside a police station in southeast Turkey, killing at least six people, including some policemen. More than 20 others were wounded. Officials in California are battling raging wildfires, while in Louisiana, authorities are searching for survivors of torrential rainfall that produced flooding. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards toured damaged areas of the state Monday.
This is an unprecedented historic flood event all across South Louisiana, and it has presented tremendous challenges to everyone.
At least six people have died. Some 20,000 were forced from their homes following more than 60 centimeters of rainfall in just 3 days. In California, nearly 200 homes have been destroyed. Thousands have been forced to flee. The so-called Clayton Fire north of San Francisco, which has burned hundreds of hectares of land. New York City police charged a suspect with a double homicide and two counts of criminal possession of a weapon in the killing of a Muslim imam and an associate. 35-year-old Oscar Morel of Brooklyn is accused of killing Imam Maulama Al-Konji and Thara Uddin Saturday after they left a mosque in the city's borough of Queens. He was arrested after being caught on video after a hit-and-run traffic accident. China Tuesday launched the world's first quantum satellite into orbit that scientists hope will develop the ability to send communications that cannot be compromised by hackers. State media said it will allow secure communications initially between Beijing and the rest of northwest region of Xinjiang. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.